Good morning, everyone. Happy week. Happy day. I'm here to give you your weekly forecast for Monday, September 6th through Sunday, September 12th. So, as you may all be aware, we're starting the week off with the new moon in Virgo. This is such an important new moon. This is the new moon that really sets us up for the next 6 months. It's a new moon in an earth sign with beautiful trines to other earth energy like Uranus retrograde and Taurus, telling us and reminding us that the old no longer works. A trine to Pluto and Capricorn, also retrograde, telling us dig deep within yourself. Find that self-empowerment that's going to allow you to switch the direction of your life. Now, from a lot of personal experience and from the experiences that others have shared with me, this change in life direction is very obvious. And what a lot of us are experiencing is the leveling up, right? We have to step up. We have to show up. We have to show up to life in a different way. And when I say leveling up and showing up to life in a different way, I don't mean that we have to go from one extreme to another. We cannot possibly go from being one way our entire lives to then pretending that we can completely shift our habits, because habits have a lot to do with Virgo energy, over a few months. It takes time. Whenever we go from trying to be a certain way, from doing life a certain way, especially on a daily basis, to doing something completely different, or doing a lot of things completely differently than we did them before, it's a shock to our nervous system, to our spiritual alignment. For a lot of you, if you've noticed, perhaps you haven't been sleeping very well the last week, the potential for that may be there this week. Please do not predispose yourself with this. If you understand that you have been having trouble sleeping, then perhaps, you know, take the steps necessary to ensure in the best way possible that you get some sleep. Let go of the electronics 2 hours before you fall asleep. Perhaps have some chamomile tea. Perhaps you need to listen to an audio, some binaural beats, in order to help you ease into your sleep. This is important because in this way, in taking certain small steps that make all the difference on a daily basis, we are easing into this new capacity that we've come across this year. A lot of us have been in this space where life is asking more of us. And by more, I don't mean more tasks. By more, I mean life is asking us to really discern, another Virgo term, to really discern what deserves our time, energy, and effort. And when we get clear about those things, a lot of things fall off that arm length task list. They just fall by the wayside because we realize that they are unnecessary, and that we take on unnecessary responsibility sometimes because in one way, shape, or form, we are avoiding the discomfort of actually stepping up in a really genuine way. I want to reiterate that when I say step up and level up, I'm not talking about the old paradigm, the old definition of what that means. I'm not talking about no pain, no gain type of mentality. That's not what I'm talking about. If anything, we are reducing the amount of things we're going to do in order to do the things that we do need to do them right, to be present, to be much more intentional about where we want to express what comes from within us. Expression isn't just something that you say. Expression isn't just something that you wear. It's not just something that you write. Genuine expression comes from the soul. And that's a really big term. Soulful expression. That's how we're meant to step up. Soulful expression is asking us to get in touch with what really matters to us, with how we really envision our lives from this point forward, and actually align with that. So when we do our to-do list, instead of listing 10 things, what are 3 things that I can do this week that will get me closer to that? That doesn't inundate us. That eases us into this new role. And look, by the end of this week, the energy is moving so quickly that by the end of this week, there's going to be a lot of clarity of what we're willing to give our energy, time, and effort to. When I say that this new moon sets us up for the next 6 months, I am not joking. I don't say this lightly. Personally, I'm taking steps necessary to ensure that parts of my life are taken care of. It may feel like a little bit of a crunch, but that's why discernment is so important. We cannot continue to hide behind these long to-do lists in order to avoid doing one thing correctly. When we do one thing correctly and presently, so many things come up. To slow down requires so much more than doing things quickly. And that is Virgo energy. So let me get into the week. That was the energy for Monday, September 6th, by the way. That is the energy for this new moon in Virgo. Now, on Tuesday, September 6th, we are going to have Mercury finally go into pre-shadow retrograde phase. What does this mean? Mercury is not technically retrograde yet, but from Tuesday and really through the end of October, anything that is started, talked about, discussed, signed, agreed upon from September 7th and on will be reviewed between Mercury retrograde cycle of September 27th through October 18th. What does this tell you? If we have a new moon in Virgo on Monday that is asking us to level up in the way that I expressed just a few moments ago, and Mercury is going to slow down, the cosmos are being so kind to us and they're telling us, look, this is brand new. That's why you don't have to do a complete 180 shift. You can choose 3 things to do this week that will be different than you've done them before. And you can ease into this new way of living your life slowly. So by Mercury slowing down, the cosmos are saying, it's okay if you review the things that you started. It's okay if you make a mistake. It's okay. But what this week is going to show us is, regardless of our insecurities, of what may go wrong, of what we may second guess, of certain conversations that may be had 2-3 times, can we commit? Can we commit to what we have discovered that we love, that we want in our lives over the last 2 months? Can we commit fully? Okay. So on Wednesday, September 8th, Mercury in Libra is going to have an opposition to Chiron retrograde in Aries. So that same Mercury in Libra that has entered its pre-retrograde shadow phase on Tuesday and is in the sign of relationships, Libra, is going to oppose Chiron in Aries. Chiron represents a karmic wound that we carry. In Aries, it represents the individual karmic wound that everyone carries. So all of those insecurities that we carry about, can I accomplish this goal? Can I be better in relationships? Can I really be successful in maintaining healthy boundaries? Anything that we feel insecure about, Chiron in Aries is highlighting. And the opposition to Mercury in Libra represents that our insecurities are going to come out, but we can choose how they come out. So on Wednesday, it is a really beautiful day to have a conversation, a difficult conversation, in safe space with another. My guess is that this conversation definitely has to do with another person in your life. So be kind, be mindful, because here's what can tend to happen with a Chiron in Aries. We might get defensive and our hurt ego might come up, and that's where we can express from if we're not careful and mindful of our words. On the other hand, it serves for fertile ground for immense amount of vulnerability. I'm not going to lie, this is somewhat of a difficult aspect because it's an aspect that involves the energy of Aries. And Aries doesn't have much forethought before it acts or it speaks. But us knowing that this is coming, we can prepare for a conversation. Now, if this has nothing to do with having a conversation with another person, this definitely has to do with the conversations you have with yourself. And more than anything, with finding balance within yourself. Mercury in Libra is telling you, okay, you have options. You have options. How do you want to approach these next 30 days? Okay. And Libra represents the relationship within yourself. That opposition to Chiron and Aries says, okay, these are my options. I know that this is a game plan that will most likely be reviewed over the next 30 days. And Chiron and Aries can sneak its ugly head up and say, okay, but you know, you've never really finished what you started in the past. Are you going to lead into those codependent tendencies again? Are you going to not enforce your healthy boundaries again? Because that's what you're bound to do. Look, Chiron in Aries is harsh. It's harsh energy. It's tough love and not really love. It's just tough and harsh. Be mindful of that. That is a great day to speak to your therapist, to speak to a coach if you have one. I would say that Wednesday and Thursday are great days to really look at certain things that may come up for you with that energy, okay? Now, on Thursday, September 9th, we have the moon in Libra. So, this is important because the moon entering Libra is going to eventually catch up to Venus in Libra. And Venus is going to go from being in Libra to being in Scorpio on Friday the 10th. What does this mean? That both the moon and Venus are going to conjoin at 29 degrees Libra. Really quickly, for those of you that are not aware, the 29th degree of any sign, it's called an anaretic degree. The 29th degree of any sign tends to represent the darkest part of that sign. It is the culmination of a sign before it moves to another one. It's pretty powerful. So what does this mean? This represents the balance of our emotional needs and our desires. So how are we within ourselves to receive that which we desire? Is there a balance between action and receptivity? Is there kindness in the relationship that we have with ourselves? Look, Libra is very much the sign of relationships. But there is so much content out there that always involves another that I always love to remind you guys that the first relationship you need to look at, even if it's the sign of Libra, is the relationship you have with yourself and the balance within it. And if it's imbalanced, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You're just being asked to look at the imbalance and what you need to, in this case, let go of in order to create much healthier balance within yourself. Okay, so on Friday, September 10th, Venus finally goes into Scorpio. A Venus in Scorpio is very much all in or all out. Okay, now earlier in the audio, I mentioned you don't have to go from one extreme to the next, but what's going to be clear by the end of the week is what you actually want to give your time, energy, and effort to. Venus, far more than just being the planet of relationships, it is the planet that represents our desires. Scorpio is profound. It's deep. It's all or nothing. Look, another message that I've been throwing at you guys over and over is less is more. Less is more. Be mindful. Be mindful of not spreading yourself too thin, because from a cosmic perspective, especially at this point, spreading ourselves too thin is a form of avoidance. I'll tell you that much, okay? That's what the cosmos are highlighting. And again, from personal experience and from the experience of others. Now, on Saturday, September 11th, we're going to have the moon in Scorpio. And again, the moon and Venus, they're not going to conjoin in Scorpio, but they're definitely going to share space in Scorpio. This again represents our emotional processing towards our desires. Look, this is an interesting week. This is a week that is asking a lot from us. We are experiencing a lot of energy in Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. Virgo is an earth sign. Earth signs are in the zodiac to teach us to bring things to fruition and into reality. Libra is an air sign. How do we balance the relationship within ourselves in order to function? How do we balance the relationships with others in order to function? Scorpio is about looking way, way, way beneath the surface in order to clear up our stuff, okay? It's a heavy week. And we are going from a time in which energy felt so ethereal and almost out of our hands, where shifts happened within us and outside of us that kind of felt out of our control, to now the cosmos saying, okay, now things are in your control. And it's different. It's a different type of management. It's a different type of control, if you will, right? And I know that that word brings up other stuff, and I'm not here to talk about that right now. My point is how do we show up for this brand new us that is emerging? Life is making it very clear. This energy is making it very clear. We cannot hide behind anything at this point. And remember, mistakes are allowed. It's okay to review. It's okay not to know. But my guess, very educated guess, because I've studied the cosmos, we know what to do. We might just be a little afraid, and that's okay. But don't let that hold you back. Because if you let your insecurities and your fears hold you back right now, you're not going to enjoy what you could enjoy come January, February, and March of next year. Okay? I hope this is helpful, and I will chat with you next week.